Welcome to the Property Management Mastermind Show with your host, Brad Larson. Brad owns one of the fastest growing property management companies in San Antonio, Texas. This podcast is for property managers by property managers. You'll hear from industry leading professionals on best practices, new ideas, success stories, and lessons learned. This is your opportunity to learn about the latest industry buzz surrounding property management, as well as tips and strategies to improve your business. Now here's your host, Brad Larson.
Hello everyone, this is Brad Larson, host of the Property Management Mastermind Podcast. To see a complete list of the offers and discounts we have worked to provide, visit our website at propertymanagementmastermind.com. In there you will find additional discounts from Tenant Turner, Citizen Home Solutions, PMW Websites, and several others. Also be sure to check out our Seminar and Conferences tab, where we highlight different conferences going around the country, business and property management related. Lastly, be sure to seek out the Facebook group we have started and become a member. In that group, the PM community at large, to include vendors, are welcome to join. Hello everyone, we wanted to offer you a brief introduction to our newest product on the propertymanagementmastermind.com site. It's called the Business Development Toolkit. In 2017, RentWorks organically grew by over 360 plus homes. In 2018, we are on pace to grow another 500 homes. All of this has been without any acquisitions by going out to meet the people and earn the business one at a time. This toolkit will provide you all the marketing materials, business development scripts, and follow-up plans in a format you can modify and use. The biggest part of this toolkit is we give you the Lead Simple follow-up plan. Now, using Lead Simple as your contact resource management platform, combined with implementing our follow-up plan, will give you a launching pad to build your business. This was over 2 years in the making, pulling bits and pieces from the best companies in the industry. It comes with a 100% money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied with this product. Check out our site at propertymanagementmastermind.com to learn more about this new business development toolkit. Hey everyone, and thanks for joining us. So in today's episode, I'm talking to Andy Wallace from Z-Inspector. And one of the things I want to bring out about this episode is some of the real deep technical stuff he's talking about. Quite impressive. I really got a lot out of this episode. One of the things he mentioned was Rebrandly. And I wanted to bring it up right in front because one of our challenges has been a security deposit itemization proof. And I'm a big believer of providing proof for every single security deposit itemization you do, to include links to a video and link to an inspection. And the problem was the gobbledygook that comes after the inspection from when you put it into Dropbox or YouTube or someplace like that. So he recommends Rebrandly. And then you'll hear him talk about it in the episode and how it works. So that's something to really pay attention to, along with all the cool features that Z-Inspector provides. So definitely worth your time. Take a listen. Thanks. And welcome everybody to another episode of the Property Management Mastermind Show. I'm your host, Brad Larson, and today's guest, I have Andy Wallace from Z-Inspector. Very excited to have Andy on the show because he's a guy that I've talked to numerous times. I've known him for years. He's been around the NARPM community for a long time, offering property management inspection software. So I don't want to steal any of Andy's thunder. So please, Andy, give us a few minutes of your introduction, your background, and what you got going.
Hey, Brad. Thanks so much. And I love meeting you and all the great NARPM events. And we love it just because we go there and we learn from customers. And I think if we've done one thing right more than anything at Z-Inspector is we are continually changing, listening to people. So it's just been great talking to customers and we're always incorporating feedback. But a little bit about me is, you know, I think like a lot of the vendors there at some of those conferences, they actually were property managers and they're looking for, you know, either a different business opportunities or most of them, what really for me is I had to solve my biggest problem. And so I was an engineering manager at a company, had about 40 engineers. And then I would spend my vacation every year turning 100 rental homes in, you know, 3 days as, you know, part of a big student turnover. And so in 3 days, we were taking 20,000 pictures and we needed a way to manage all that. And so that's really what Z-Inspector started from. And then it just kept evolving based on, you know, needs and feedback. And it's come a long way since then.
How long did you manage a company of your own?
It's been about 12 years. I mean, I'm still kind of passively involved, but I don't do much with it essentially. And then it was about 7 years before that, we had our own kind of small portfolio. And, you know, I think it's easier to manage 100 than 5 type of thing. So that's kind of how that came about. And that just kind of, it really just kept growing from there.
I bring that up because it offers a lot of legitimacy to what you're doing because you have the background of being a property manager yourself. You understand what it's like to go on site and take 10,000 photos or 1,000 photos of a home, which is very doable. I mean, you would think a couple hundred would be a lot, but it'd be pretty easy to go up to that many. So you multiply that out to an aggregate scale, and that's where you can get that numerous amount of photos. So you're solving your own problem, which goes back to the Shark Tank thing of fixing a problem, solving a problem. So to solve your own problem, you decided to start Z-Inspector. And we've used the platform several times. You know, like a lot of businesses out there, we've had an ebb and flow of sourcing and outsourcing. And you and I have talked about this before. At one point, this is years ago, several years ago, we had in-house technicians that were doing all of our periodicals and move-out inspections, et cetera. And then we outsourced that because we got to the point where it just wasn't supportive. But now we're getting circling back again to where we're going to insource it. And so we just now signed up for Z-Inspector again. And to give some folks some background of kind of why I chose you guys is I've tried everything out there. I mean, all the apps, all the software apps you could find. I don't want to name any names, but let's just say if it's out there in big name, I downloaded it and personally tried it. Like I would go on site to a property and do the front back inspection for the whole thing, just like a technician would. I'd do it myself and I would look at the end result. It's just like, I didn't really like it. But Z-Inspector just seemed to be the best fit and it's tried and true. And so we get a lot of that out there. So without stealing a lot of that from you, let's talk. I had a few notes, you know, we went through these before the show. Let's talk best uses and practices, meaning where does it really fit in to use Z-Inspector?
You know, and I think that's one thing we've evolved kind of more than anything. We started really, because that was where my experience was, is in doing single family home turnovers. I mean, that's kind of the specialty. If you were like, you got to turn homes as part of the rental market, there are a lot of things. It is geared exactly towards that. But it's evolved so much then based on feedback. So now we have customers with 15,000 units using the software. We have multifamily. We have a manufacturing housing. We have HOAs. And we actually are, you know, probably half of our clients right now are actually contractors. You know, pool inspection companies, roofers, landscapers, they are now running their businesses off. They got really the same problems. And so, so it's really evolved from that. But I think, you know, in terms of a lot of people who are in your audience, that, you know, move out and move in inspection process is very kind of unique. And we really, we came at it a different way. Essentially, everyone else out there has got a template, and then you're going to take that template and kind of force things into that. And we're the only ones where we're a true database. So every single element of the home, and we kind of just facilitate this for you, is in a database. So what that means is that if you do a, let's say, a move out inspection and take a picture of the master bedroom flooring, 5 years later, an employee, different device, takes a picture of the plaster, you know, the master bedroom flooring, you can compare all that side by side. You can run reports and say, show me all my master, you know, bathroom flooring pictures forever, and we'll go through and search and find all those for you, essentially instantly. That's essentially an instant search. And that is what we started from, is kind of those things where, you know, someone would do an inspection and they would miss it, the fact that there was a blind in the kitchen, right? And because that's not a typical item that's in there, or this and that. So how do you get all that information, and then how do you track it down at that level? And so that's where it started from. And you know, and what our real goal was is to get you that level of insight, but make it as easy as possible. And so, and that is a delicate balance, because people want it easy, but they want a lot of features behind it.
I can imagine one of the first questions someone's going to ask you is, how does this compare to some of the software provided versions? Because several of the big software companies that do property management offer some sort of inspection type of a platform service.
Sure.
I could almost answer this for you, but I want to throw it out there for you and see if you can give me a decently politically correct answer.
Yeah, sure. You know, and what I find is most people who are coming from us, they don't really even know the benefit. They're usually coming to us for a very specific feature. Like some of the big companies out there, they still don't do signatures, right? They still don't let you take pictures offline. You know, some of those types of things. But to us, those are like the easy ones. You know, it's kind of so much more once you get into it. But it's usually that for whatever reason, someone needs a feature. You know, you're doing some HUD inspection and you need the timestamp embedded in the photo as part of a permanent thing on the report. Well, that's just an option that we have to toggle, right? So it's kind of the subtleties. And so everyone's coming to us with little different things. But I think kind of the, if I had to pick some, you know, the offline ones, the signature ones, the photos, the videos, we do that. And, but I think what our philosophy is, I think is that's really the thing that's different about us, our philosophy, and that we make it easy for you to get your data out. And I don't think anyone else out there is really doing that. I mean, so for example, all of our reports are designed to be printable, which is like just a basic thing, right? But essentially, no one else out there does that. Everyone else is pretty much these tiny little thumbnails that it's very difficult to, you know, to do that in terms of like our main competitors, you know. And so that's kind of our mindset. We want you to get your data out. And so as part of that, you can have your, let's say you do an inspection, you can have a copy go to your assistant or a copy go to Rent Manager or Rent Tech Direct or Dropbox or Google Drive or FTP to your own server, right? So our idea is that at the end of the day, it's your data and you need to get it out. And I think that's kind of a fundamental kind of thing about us that's different, is that people are using us because it's easy to leave. And I think that's important.
A couple things I want to bring up out of that. So the printed report. So for some of the haters out there, they're going to say, why would I ever need a printed report? And I can tell you from experience, you're going to need it for court. So if you ever get into a security deposit disposition fight and you're going into a courtroom and there's going to be a judge involved, the judge may not allow you to hand him an iPad and say, hey, judge, watch this video. They may require written evidence. So you could compile out of a different report where it just doesn't format itself correctly and it's just all jacked up and you may have to download it and put it in some sort of Word format, versus in yours, it's print and it comes out in a legible form that, you know, if you did in color, it could be really strong evidence if you had to support your case. Or if you're turning it in for a loan, or if you're turning it in for approval for, you know, HUD or VA situation. I mean, all kinds of things. So that's one point I wanted to make on that, because I just want to make sure that's clear, because a lot of us are trying to go paperless. Well, yes, you can, however, but you may have to go into the courtroom sometime and show that. The other thing I want to bring up on that is the video. I want you to really dive in deep on the video stuff, because I see you have 365 video going on. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you have little snippets that you can talk about. So talk us through extensively on the video side.
Yeah. So, and on the video, we if you're going to use like your phone or iPad, we just increased that now. So you can take 30-second video clips, and you can take essentially unlimited number of video clips. And, you know, we don't want a 20-minute video as part of the inspection report, because we want context. We want to say, this is a picture of the master bedroom, or a video of the master bedroom. This is one of the living room, and you can take multiple. And so that's really why we did it that way. And then what we do is we take the first frame of the video and put that on the report. And so you can look at it, and you can pretty much tell what it's about. But then if you click it, it'll play both the video and the audio associated with that clip. So a lot of people are using that, and that can really save a ton of time, you know, both at a move in or a move out. Cause you know, often, it's like you go into a bathroom, more often than not, it's usually either all clean or all dirty, right? I mean, there's not a lot of in between, you know, certainly there's sometimes, but just being able to pan through everything in one, you know, one video and essentially get that can really be helpful.
Big fan of the video stuff. You know, I loved it. I've always been beating you up on that. This is years and years ago. Now the technology's gotten so much better, it's a lot easier for you guys to do. Because here's what we're doing. And when we talked about this in prior episodes, and I mentioned it to you before we started, is we've now come to a point where we're insourcing again. So we're taking what we used to send out to several different sources, and now we're going to be doing that in-house, doing our own home inspections, if you will, for move-outs, move-in orientations, mm-hmm. And also the periodicals, the annual inspections we're going to be doing in-home or basically in-company, to where we have a full-time technician on staff. That person's going to go out, they're going to use the software, use the hardware. And so what we did is we bought an iPad. And so I've got it here on the screen. You can't see it in the audio side, of course. But so we got a new mini iPad, and then you have it to where you have the hand strap on the back, which is a really good platform. And then you have Z-Inspector right there.
Yep.
So we're setting that all up to perfection, so the technician can go out in the field and leave that thing on his hand, because it's got a hand strap on this cover.
Yep.
Get his report done and right there in the field. So to go back to that, a couple things to tie into the technology, walk me through the Wi-Fi side of that, because I know I'm skipping ahead a little bit, but I want you to help me understand. So the technician's in the field, no Wi-Fi in this puppy. I mean, you could tether it, right? You could do that. You could, whatever that term is, when you tie it into your iPhone, you could do that. However, if it's just no Wi-Fi off on its own entity, kind of like an airplane mode almost, you do everything on there, and then as soon as you hit Wi-Fi, what happens?
Yeah, and you do need internet connection that first time you're opening the app and signing into the app, right? Okay. Because then that, right, you're going to authenticate the app and say, yep, it's a valid user, synchronize your property list and kind of all that. But then after that, you can do all your inspections, your comments, your videos, you can do all of that and builds up what's called a queue. And so what we do then, and what's kind of very unique, no one else really does this. You'll see other people's kind of complaints will say, oh, they lost my entire inspection report or this and that. And usually that's because they are on the app. They are formulating all that and trying to create this giant inspection report with 1,000 pictures. And we don't. So what we do is every single piece of picture, video, 360 image, all that, the signature, all has its own tracking and air handling. So we're uploading each piece of information separately to the server. So what that does is, even when you, if you have an error or something, it's very, very localized problem, and you're not going to lose that entire inspection report. Okay, now, in terms of your specific question there, is that basically you got an iPad with Wi-Fi only, let's say tablet, then basically when you're going to get back to the office or at home, it's on Wi-Fi. You do need to open up the app, but then at that point, it'll start uploading it, and you'll see this queue counting down. And once the queue goes to zero, that's when it'll send out all your reports, and it'll email them out based on the rules you set out on your company, or go to Rent Manager, or whatever you're going to do from there.
Very cool. So we just can send ourselves a copy of that report, upload it into our software, because we use Upfolio, so we could have our team save that into particular places, like for the owner property and for the tenant issue and the tenant portal. So we can save it wherever we want to save it, right?
Yeah, and you could easily actually go onto the website for someone like yourself and a lot of your listeners. I would say you would go in, and it's under settings, and you can set up a global rule to, like, let's say, always distribute a copy to your VA's email address. Mm-hmm. And then they have every time they get that inspection report, then they would know what to do with it from there, for example. So that'd be one thing that a lot of our customers are doing.
So an off-the-wall, real technical question here, and I didn't prep you on this one, so bear with me. On every security deposit itemization we do, we like to include all of the evidence. To include, here's a link to a video, right? You get a 5-10 minute condition video. How would we include a link to a Z Inspector report? Is there a method that you have or can recommend, or is this something completely not there yet?
So let's say in your security deposit form, you want to reference the Z Inspector inspection report. Is that what you? So you can have an HTML link. So when you get that email, it'll have both a PDF as well as an HTML link, and you could just take that HTML link and you can then add it to anything you want. You for someone like yourself, I'd recommend you can use a service. I use it actually called Rebrandly, and it's kind of like a URL shortener. And so you could make your own thing like inspections.rentworks. And then if you paste our link in there into that, then you could just give out, it would be inspections.rentworks/123jones move out. And you would just give that link out just like that if you wanted.
That is fantastic. That is the best red meat I've heard in a while, because as you know, it's all going to be gobbledygook. It's just going to be junk. Even when you copy the YouTube one, it's youtube.com and then just gobbledygook for like 30 characters. So we still do that because it's the only real method you have. This is great. Rebrandly. I'm going to check.
It's free. Yep.
Okay. I love that. Yep. Great stuff.
Hey everyone, this is Allison DeSaro with Seacoast Commerce Bank. You may have heard about us, or you may have even heard my podcast episode with Brad Larson, where we discuss the benefits of banking with property management bank like Seacoast Commerce Bank. We specialize in providing the ideal banking partnership for not only your business, but specifically your trust accounts. In addition, we offer a significant analysis program, which allows us to not only offset your bank fees, but then also offset property management related invoices. You can visit us at our website, or you can call me directly at 619-988-6708.
This is Brad Larson, and I endorse this message. So on the other side, let's go to the hardware. So you like hardware. I'm talking iPads and Pat tablets. Do you have any preferences or recommendations and stuff you like in the field?
And I think that's one of our philosophies is it really doesn't matter. It works on Android and iOS. If I had to pick my favorite combo, though, is I'd actually, I think the iPad mini is still a great device for businesses, even though there's kind of rumors that they may phase it out or whatnot, but you can get it for $230 a refurbished one, on eBay or something, and they just work. Now,
this one cost us $299 brand new, 256 meg, I believe, or maybe a 64, I forget.
Right.
It's just so darn perfect in the hand. And I can see you running it off like an 8 Plus, for example,
sure,
which is kind
sure.
of big. But, again, it's just the combination of having a good, some sort of strap, some sort of security to where you're doing 20 different things, trying to pull out an air filter. And if that thing's not strapped to your wrist, it's going to fall. You're going to drop it. And next, you just have problems. So I do agree with you on the mini side.
And can I add something to that, too?
Yeah, please.
Is that... Because we've seen that suggestion, and people get angry about it because one problem with the iPad mini, like it doesn't have a flash on the camera, right? And so we're actually the only company to do this. You could, let's say your iPad mini died or you need a flash or something like that. You could pull out your, let's say, cell phone, your Android phone or iPhone, whatever that is. You can go in what's called photo mode. So that's just where you're just taking pictures. And now you've got like all of the full features of your phone and we're going to grab all that on the website and then create one report with all of that content. And so like my favorite phone is like an LG V20. You can get them cheap now, like $150, and it has a wide angle lens so you can capture the entire room, right? So you can pull out that phone, take pictures of that, and it's going to get all just kind of automatically come together for you in one report. And we're the only ones to do anything like that.
That is slick. That is real slick. I'm impressed. Yeah. I did not know that because a lot of these things that we're forgetting because we're getting right back into the same software we were using years ago, which is perfect timing because as we were talking just about a second ago, we're insourcing that. We're going to do our own inspections. And the last time I used your software would have been 3-4 years ago. So I can only imagine some of the improvements. And I do want you to elaborate more on the 365 feature, the spinning video stuff, because this is kind of new to me.
So, these 360 cameras, we've been looking at them for a while, but it's really kind of, they're just now, I think, really getting to a price and quality point of view where I think it works. And that's why we implemented it. And really, to give credit where credit's due, it wasn't our idea. It was a Robert Gilstrap's idea. He kind of was yelling at me at NARPM conference, you got to do this. And we ran with it from there. And so basically you're going to take these Ricoh Theta cameras, and there's some links on our website for them. They cost about $180. And you put that in the middle of the living room. And then you're going to walk into the hallway to be out of the picture. And on the app, you just hit living room. And it's got spherical lenses on both sides. So it captures the entire room in one click. It's all instantaneous. And now it takes about 15 seconds to transfer the image from that 360 camera to your mobile device, but you can move it during that time. So you're just going to hit living room, and then you're going to walk in the living room, grab the camera, walk into the bedroom, put it in the middle, walk back in the hallway, hit bedroom, and it captures everything. And, it's not the same quality as like a Matterport or something like that, but it's essentially instantaneous, and you can really get through a whole house in about 2 minutes with about a $180 camera. And I really think it's a game changer. And you're seeing that feedback come in over and over from people, especially like on a move-in. You've done all the work. You've done all the cleaning. You've done all the painting, right? You can open up the bedroom, let's say on the inspection app. In one tap, you mark it all satisfactory. Another tap, you take the 360 image. And then if there's any kind of discrepancies, you could take specific additional pictures on those. But you've basically done all that in a really short period of time.
I like it. I like that stuff because we do have a Matterport camera.
Yep.
We don't employ it as far as into the inspection realm because it just takes too long. Because
right.
It's very, very, it's an awesome camera, 4K type camera.
Sure.
The Matterport 3D visual tours that we get are typically just for marketing.
Yep.
Right?
For sales most of the time.
Correct.
So,
correct.
Yep. Right.
But for the quickie inspections like that, $180, $200 camera, plop it in the middle of the room. Hit the scan button and away we go. That's a pretty neat solution. And that's in addition to all your regular photos.
Absolutely. And then on your move in, move out reports or any other type of document, they will just be embedded in there. So your pictures, we also allow drawing on pictures. So you can, like, you know, the tenant puts 50 things of spackle all over the wall and says, oh, it's better than when I moved in, right? You can kind of draw on it, right? So it'll be a mixture of the pictures, your videos, and the 360 images all embedded on the same report. And then you just click on whatever you want to open that up. And what's, you know, unique, you know, special about that is that now, let's say you take that report, your VA, let's say, uploads it to AppFolio or whatever, goes automatically to Rent Manager or whatever you're doing, then all those things are clickable. Even the 360 images and stuff like that are clickable from within the tenant and owner portals. So they can click it and now spin all the way around the room and get all that same perspective. And it doesn't change their experience at all, even the video clips and all that. So once you get that there, they have access to all that.
Love it. Videos, 360 tours, really good stuff. Let's talk us through the big bottom line question. How much does it cost? Go from there.
You know, so I think we still are the cheapest in the industry. Basically, if you pay monthly and you have two or more users, which most of our users, that's what our companies are doing, it's $12 a month per employee. And if you pay annually, we get you a discount. Effectively comes at $9 a month or $108 per user per year. And then it's all unlimited photos, videos, you know, 360 images. You know, I think a lot of the property management software, I think this, you know, dollar per unit model, it's just very expensive out there. And, you know, and the only way we do it is because we're selling software to a lot of different people, right? So we're selling it to contractors, we're selling it to HOAs, we're selling it, we have now 10 different countries. And so, you know, that's the only way we're able to price it at that level because of that. And so really we're trying to price it more on a level like what you would do for Dropbox, you know, so kind of storing data on the cloud. That's how our pricing model is really modeled after, something closer to that.
So unlimited usage.
All unlimited at that point.
And correct. No limits on the space involved.
Correct. It's all unlimited.
If you have a 500 megabyte file, you could have 500 of those.
Correct. Everything, it's all, and we have many customers. They're taking hundreds of thousands of pictures a year. I mean, that's kind of our sweet spot when you've got to take this massive volume. And also what we're doing with it and is we're tracking it down at that level. So let's say, you know, you have employee Joe and Joe leaves. You can delete Joe and you don't have to pay for him as a user anymore. But every single photo that he took will still be marked with his email address. So the whole point is to be able to go back in time and know exactly what happened at that moment, who did it, who did that inspection. And so, you know, and so that's another important part of that printed report. You can get all that kind of content.
So one of the cool features I want to bring up was the fact that you sync all the homes in your inventory into Z-Inspector. Is that correct?
Absolutely. So for like an AppFolio user, you can get a unit list and even include your number of bedrooms and bathrooms. And that's going to just create it all. You import it on the website. It's just going to synchronize to all your mobile devices. Now, we've really expanded that a lot. So like if you're a larger company and you have portfolios, you can set those up so that, like, you know, when you log in and you only work on the west side of town, you just see your property and someone else sees theirs. But when the management logs in, they see everything, right? So it has those capabilities as well.
Cool, because then it's just a drop down to your property and then you just start going, taking photos and getting it ranged and make your comments and away we go, correct?
Exactly.
Really like it. So let's talk through, I think you had a free trial option at some point.
Yeah, so it's actually, we still have that and it's actually unlimited free trial for 15 days, but it's actually free forever for one user and five properties. And it's really, you know, we have homeowners and even tenants that are using it, you know, but for the most part, that's geared. So, you know, you can download the software, you don't need to enter a credit card and you can try it out. Do your inspections and you know, maybe you need to wait for that move out before you're ready to do it. But what happens is that you're going to find yourself, we make it easy to, for instance, like you can just pull up what's called photo inspection mode and you can say, hey, I'm at this property and you can say, you have to pick the activity. Say I'm there to post a notice. So within two clicks, you pick the property, you're taking a picture of for a notice, take a picture. And now you have a GPS stamp, user stamp, timestamp report that you post the notice on the door, right? So, and you can do that same thing with maintenance, leasing tracking, right? If you want to have documentation, whenever your leasing agent showed up, you know, just say, well, you know, did you take a picture? And the nice thing about that is that you can now go on the website under what's called timeline, and you can see one history just quickly of everything. So the owner calls up and says, hey, what's going on? You just type in the address, comes up. Here we did a move out. Here we're doing a move in. Here we did leasing pictures, maintenance pictures, and all just shows you that kind of all in one view.
I really like that. And that could be applied in numerous different ways. Your example of doing the notice to vacate and taking a picture and showing proof, that's pretty solid. That's pretty solid because we do have a similar concept where we just do a YouTube video real quick where it's 10 seconds, 30 seconds, same concept, only to get to the date timestamp portion of it.
Sure.
You upload a video into YouTube and that thing is stamped forever and there's no doubt on when it was at least uploaded. I mean, you can probably fudge the video when it was filmed, just like you could fudge a camera. But that report you're putting out, I love that concept. That's really cool.
And we're timestamping it. Like, that's why we, you know, you got to take them with the app. We're timestamping when it was taken, even if it was uploaded later on Wi-Fi. So that's just kind of part of what, you know, we're doing with that.
Very cool. Yeah. And we actually won a court case on that before, because the evidence that we had was YouTube video based. And we also had an inspection in writing and everything was timestamped. And the tenant shows up and starts handing the judge all these photos like you get at Walmart or Walgreens, right? There's no date timestamp. They were taken with a $100 camera. And he's just like, well, when were these taken? And the had no answer. No answer. Yeah. Because they were not date timestamped. And we won that court case because of that, because our evidence was better than his evidence. So a little vignette there for you.
I don't like to go, and I haven't gone in a while, but I've been there about a dozen times myself, and knock on wood, I haven't lost yet. And we've had tons of Z-Inspector customers tell they've used it in court.
It's not so much to win in court, but what it'll do is keep you out of court, because oftentimes we're presenting this evidence to an attorney and or the tenant, and the tenant's, you know, about ready to go off the cliff, you know,
right?
And you say, well, according to this report that we have, and here's all the date timestamps, we were there, and these are the pictures, and they're like, whoa. You got me over a barrel. I don't even have a case at this point. I'm not even going to go down this path. That's where it really benefits you, is it stops that point going forward to where they know they're not going to win. And so they don't even try to push it even further.
You're absolutely right. The best way not to go to court is to be ready to go. So, yep.
So talk us through a little bit more, because I really like the features and benefits. The cost makes a lot of sense. Talk about your discount code that we're offering. So in every episode we do, we also get the vendors that come on and offer a discount code for BRAD. So if somebody calls you up, emails you up and says, we want to sign up for Z-Inspector, we're dropping the discount code BRAD on you, what are you offering them?
So you can sign up and get 15 days free trial, but then as soon as you get past that, if you want to enter in payment info, you enter in BRAD and you get an additional month for free. So we are trying to keep your prices low, but I think we really love the type of customers that are in the Property Management Mastermind group. So we want you as customers and we want your feedback.
And I've also been very impressed with you've been kind of staying on top of the social media stuff, because we're part of a couple different pages on Facebook and other places, and you've been able to chime in and give some very good feedback and instructions, and nobody's really, you know, going after you in there, but they also have questions.
Sure.
Where I really appreciate the vendors that go into those Facebook pages, especially ours on the Property Management Mastermind group page, is the vendors are going in there and actually making comments and recommendations and best practices. And it's really become a nice forum to have for how to do the next things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, and do you mind if I talk about one new feature? Because we just launched it and I haven't told anybody else yet. So, and it was actually some of your, in talking to you with the PM Grow, kind of it spurred a few ideas. But on our 360 tours, it's just a little simple one now. But so you can also take this, right? We talked about your move in, move out reports, your 360 images. You can take those and you can create a full virtual tour. So it has music and it spins all the way around and the user can click from different rooms to this. But we've added basically a learn more button, and you can change that graphic to be anything you want. We give you some sample graphics, and then you can make a unique link on that for each virtual tour. So if you want to go right to your application page for that property, when they click learn more on that virtual tour, it's going to pull right up in there, take you right to the application. So we're looking to kind of streamline that, but I think it's just kind of a way for you to kind of customize that a little bit more to how you need it.
That's a neat different take on it, because you're looking at the marketing side, the pre-tenant side. Because I guess the whole conversation we've had for the last 30, 40 minutes is is tenant side. Like, what do we do with the tenant when the tenant moves out? What do we do in the renewals? What we're forgetting and what you're now just addressing is the pre-tenant, the marketing side. So you're saying the 360 camera can actually dump itself into a virtual tour and be set up for a marketing mode. Is that correct?
Exactly. But what you're really doing is you're just taking those 360 images from whatever you did. Let's say maybe when you do a rekey, you could have a button there that says, hey, take 360 image. You take your 360 image. And then you can just grab from whatever ones you want in just seconds, create a virtual tour. And then customize the link, and there's where they go. So it's really for you. And then you could use that same Rebrandly trick. So it's really under your domain. It's pulling up that virtual tour and learn more, takes them to the application page, and you can really drive kind of that whole process.
Great. Awesome. How's the best way for us to reach you after this episode?
Check out our reviews on Google Play or, you know, iOS Store. We work really hard to get back to people quickly. And so if you just go to our website, support.zinspector.com, that is where our knowledge base is, our frequently asked questions. You can schedule a web conference at any time, both a 15-minute one, a 60-minute one. There's a phone number, email address, or you can create a support ticket. So support.zinspector.com, that'll get you pretty much anything you need.
Very impressive. Yeah, again, you know, you have not disappointed me in anything you've done. I think your support has been awesome, and I'm really excited to have you on the show. You've been the best software provider I've seen in a long time for this, and really, hands down, among the industry, one of the better ones out there. So zinspector.com is the best way to reach you. It's been a fantastic episode. Any parting comments, Andy?
Hey, Brad, I really appreciate the opportunity. I love what you're doing and pulling together so many different types of resources for property managers. So I'm enjoying reading all the posts on Facebook too. So there's a lot of good content and so many different perspectives. So I appreciate what you do.
Thanks for coming on, Andy. Appreciate it.
Take care.
This episode of the Property Management Mastermind Show is sponsored by Mark Cunningham of Grace Property Management. Now, Mark has created some amazing products for property management companies. We have implemented his systems and his business income streams into our business here, and I can personally recommend them. If you are in the property management business, I encourage you to visit their website, as you'll definitely find a product that will improve your business. I know Mark personally, and just a small investment to pick up one of his golden nuggets could earn you a return many times over. To learn more, go to propertymanagementsystem.org. Again, propertymanagementsystem.org. And to get a 10% discount on all of Mark's products, use the promo code BRAD, B-R-A-D.
This has been a podcast episode by propertymanagementproductions.com. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us feedback, and come back for our next episode.